From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Behe reporting. The U.S. has accused Iran of supplying Houthi rebels in Yemen with a missile fired into Saudi Arabia in July. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley called on the UN to hold Tehran accountable for violating Security Council resolutions. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has accused Iran of direct military aggression after another missile was fired from Yemen toward Riyadh Saturday. Heather Nauert is a U.S. spokesperson.
There was a missile shot into Saudi Arabia. The believed target was the airport or somewhere close by the airport. Imagine if that had happened here in the United States. It's shocking. I don't think it should surprise any of us that the government would consider that to be a potential act of terrorism.
The White House Wednesday warned such attacks threaten regional security. Iran denies supplying missiles to Yemeni rebels. University of Denver International Affairs professor Jonathan Edelman said changes in Saudi policy are part of a regional realignment.
The Saudis, under the Crown Prince, is basically saying we want to go the modern way. Clearly, he's aligning himself strongly with the United States and also with the Israelis.
The Security Council is to meet later Wednesday to discuss the humanitarian situation in Yemen after the Saudi-led coalition closed the country's sea, land, and airports to halt the flow of weapons. Jens Larke is with the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
And if these channels, these lifelines, are not kept open, it is catastrophic for people who are already in what we have already labeled the world's worst humanitarian crisis.
An estimated 7 million people in Yemen face famine. The U.S. has indicated tentative support for a boost in the U.N. peacekeeping presence in Central African Republic, where the mission has been rocked by repeated allegations of sex abuse. This is VOA News.